Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As President Obama prepares to address the nation about military action in Iraq and Syria tonight, it's worth noting that most American combat troops still in Afghanistan are preparing to come home by the end of this year. That means the Afghan Army will be in charge of security. And cadets for that army are being trained in an academy modeled after Britain's famous military school, Sandhurst. The BBC's David Loyne reports.
An Afghan officer cadet talks patiently to a village elder where two neighbouring villages are in conflict. They're role-playing for now, but in just a few weeks this'll be for real. And as a smoke bomb explodes, a stand-in for a suicide bomber, the cadets have to extract casualties under enemy fire. I go ahead of the cadets and find a group of senior British and Afghan officers watching the exercise on some high ground. Among them, Lieutenant Colonel Sanjay Turner of the Irish Guards.
Afghan officers I've worked with in the past have always had heart and always had courage, but their training courses have necessarily been truncated because the army's expanded so quickly. Officer cadets after a year on this course are really well prepared with just the most basic, simple life-saving drills, such as dominate a piece of high ground, don't allow yourself to be channeled, stop, listen before you enter a village, gain low-level intelligence. All these little things, which we've seen them grasping now, which will save their lives.
When you talk about not dominating high ground, we're watching men going along a valley. They don't have anybody. They've got one guy on the high ground. No, that's not them. He's a force close protection. And something's about to happen.
Well, they've gone firm. They're static.
Crouched down on the road, weapons pointing out.
They're appraising the ground ahead of them, so we'll see what happens. There is an ambush set for them on a rise up to their left, and so if they fail to dominate that piece of ground when they get ambushed, they'll learn that lesson.
Dushman,
enemy, he calls into his radio as the ambush begins. The international community has paid billions to train and equip Afghanistan's armed forces, but one day Afghanistan will have to pay for all this alone. Can they afford the quality being delivered here? I asked the head of the British instructors at the Afghan Sandhurst, Brigadier Bruce Russell.
Can they afford not to do it? And I think the answer to that is most certainly no, they can't afford not to do it. They must do it. They absolutely must do it to make sure that we train the best possible young officers for the Afghan National Army, and that's what we're about at the moment. We're about professionalising the force. Having grown the force very quickly over the last 10 or so years, we are now taking stock and professionalising it.
Brigadier Russell's opposite number heading the academy is Afghan Brigadier General Sharif Sharifi.
Academy Sandhurst, by Himayat Academy Sandhurst, the academy judge.
See, as you know, this academy is a model of Sandhurst Academy, and if you see the training, this is also a kind of the system of the Sandhurst Academy. I would like to thank the British government for building this academy for Afghanistan.
Britain and a small group of other nations, including Australia and New Zealand, are committed to providing support for this training for some years to come. That's what gives it an assurance of quality.
I thought you all did very well today.
Afarin.
But with growing instability in Afghanistan and political paralysis as disputes over the presidential election almost enter a sixth month, that commitment cannot be taken for granted. With the world's attention diverted by Ukraine and the threat of the Islamic State, Afghanistan will struggle to compete for scarce resources.
The BBC's David Loyne reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan.